On Tuesday, the provincial government and the New Brunswick Realtors Association held the second in a series of two forums on housing. The summit took place in St. John. The government of New Brunswick says it's using information from that event to create a housing strategy that's expected to be released in June, just a few weeks from now. Renters' rights groups, including ACORN and the NB Coalition for Tenants' Rights, had reps at the summit. They were among over 200 stakeholder groups that were invited to attend, according to a government spokesperson. But critics say the event was heavily weighted towards business interests, and advocates calling for a rent cap say their demands are being steamrolled. A spokesperson for the province said the housing summit was just one of many consultations and defended the government's record on housing, pointing to a list of protections introduced since 2021. Examples include limiting rent increases to once per year. The spokesperson also said that the government continues to evaluate its measures and will introduce more changes if needed. Outside the summit, ACORN NB, a group that campaigns for rent control and other protections for tenants, held a protest. Here's Peter Young-Nellen, a member of the group who spoke at the rally.
We had about 50 people there. We just did this to basically bring the point up that, you know, rent control is not even really in this discussion. And look at who is co-hosting it. It's taking a long time for anyone who's complained about rent increases to get their claims figured out with the Residential Tenancies Tribunal.
Local MLA Megan Mitten was also there for Tuesday's events. She said the summit was marked by a lack of focus on rural homelessness.
When we talk about housing, that often happens, that rural takes a back seat, but we have major housing issues in rural areas, and sometimes the issues around being unhoused can be more hidden in rural areas, and sometimes people end up moving to urban areas because they don't have services in rural areas. And so it's all connected, but again, the people who are most impacted and the rural voice, I'd say we're missing.
UNB Prof. Julia Woodhall-Melnick told CBC she asked for a show of hands at one point during the summit. People, if they'd lived recently in unstable housing or if they're worried about it, and nobody raised their hands. Were you there for that? What's your take on this? And, you know, what could you kind of say more about what was the cross section of New Brunswick that was present?
Yeah, so I was there for that, and I did hear Julia on the radio, and what she was saying I completely agree with. It was not a particularly diverse group of people in terms of income, in terms of you know, it was a room with a lot of white people, and I'd say middle or upper income, and so not a lot of diversity. I don't know if newcomers were very represented as either. So I'm concerned about, again, whose voices are being excluded from the conversation, especially the ones that I think we need to be listening to the most. Because some of the conversations that do need to be had about building, and, you know, I found out when we got there that it was actually the New Brunswick Real Estate Association that co-hosted this summit. I wasn't aware of that until we got there. So that's interesting. And so that's fine for there to be, so, you know, real estate and developers are part of the conversation when we talk about housing. But what for those voices to be there, but then not other voices, is extremely problematic, especially because what we're talking about, what's at stake, is people's lives and people's housing. And there are literally people who are dying outdoors, and people's housing is at risk. People come to my office, and we deal with this constantly, that people's rent is being hiked up, that people are losing their housing, that people can't find housing. And that's really, that should be the focus. But there was, I think, almost a concerted effort to not talk about those types of policies. There were some comments coming up about, like, oh, well, if people just had financial literacy, people with lower incomes have to manage like budgets under difficult circumstances. And it's really insulting. But people aren't not buying houses because of that. It's because they don't have the money. And so, again, not having resources. And so just some of the assumptions were really frustrating and wrong.
Okay, and there's this new report which found that 8,625 affordable housing units were lost in New Brunswick between 2016 and 2021. And, okay, affordable is obviously a word that means a lot of different things to different people, but in this report, this report basically indicates that rental units costing upwards of $750 a month or $1,000 a month or $1,500 a month and so on, those categories have all grew during this five-year period. But those at less than $750 a month, there was a net loss of more than 8,000. So during this big construction boom that has been so widely reported, there's simultaneously been this loss of this category. I guess, what does this tell us about the direction that we're going on in New Brunswick?
Yeah, it tells us that there is more housing coming onto the market, and that less of it is affordable, and that places that were affordable are no longer affordable. And again, I think we need to work with the definition of, you know, 30% of someone's income should be the max they're paying for their housing. But when we look at what people are paying, it's much more than that. And it's really an unacceptable situation for a lot of people.
That was Megan Mitten, Green Party MLA for Memram Cook Tantramar. The government's new housing strategy is expected in June.